brand new episode of the Free as Fuck podcast.
Hello, gorgeous soul, and welcome back to a new episode of the Free as Fuck podcast. And if you are new, welcome, welcome, welcome. So I am just getting off of a really incredible magnetism call, and I felt so inspired that I wanted to hop on here and have a conversation around money. I love talking about money, and I think women need to have more conversations about money. You know, it's such a topic that, you know, it either feels like really rich people are talking about it and you feel so far away from them, and you're like, well, yeah, of course this woman on the internet who's making $1 million, $500,000, $100,000 a year is going to talk about money. But like, that's so far away from me.
Or conversations with people who are complaining about money, talking about how hard it is, how they don't have enough of it, that it doesn't grow on trees, family conversations around it, people feeling limited by it. So I want to meet you in the middle and have a real conversation about what it looks like to go from not making enough money, having those kind of conversations about money, to being empowered and feeling in your power with money.
I used to be someone who worked a full-time job, barely had enough money to pay my bills on time, most of the time did not pay my bills on time, was mostly financially provided for by the man that I was in a relationship with, but always felt so much guilt for not being able to make as much money as him or making as much money as other people do, and always feeling like I was behind. And then I started my business, and this was back in 2018, end of 2018, beginning of 2019, that I started coaching people. And at the time, I was not coaching or having conversations around money, but I started working on my relationship with money. I started to look at why was it that I could only make $1,500 to maybe $2,000 a month, and I was always overspending. Always over my limit. Always feeling like I didn't have enough.
I talk a little bit about this in other episodes, but there's this concept of, you know, looking at your attachment style with money is a really important step to start healing your relationship with it. Because some people, you know, I look at my relationship that my dad had with money, and he was more on the path of overspending and never having enough. And then my mom was on the path of always being stressed about money and budgeting and saving and, you know, keeping a lot of it, but very stressed about it. So subconsciously, I saw the way that my dad related to money, and he had a lot more fun with it. He wasn't stressed about it. He was very free and flowing and kind of doing whatever he wanted. And as a child, a lot of my love and the love that I experienced from my parents came from gifts or experiences, going out to dinner, going camping. And so that for my little brain was like, well, I want to feel free with money. I want to have this like no limitations. And with each one of these things, and I'll talk further about this, but with each one of these subconscious stories and systems that we have, there's positive sides to them, and then there's also shadow sides to them. And the shadow side is when we are feeling out of control and things are just happening to us with money or with men or whatever your relationship might be, that feels like it's out of your control. And this is a really important thing for me to dig into, because I went from making $30,000 a year working 8 hours a day, Monday to Friday, and just having like, you know, eight a.m. to 4 p.m., barely living my life, to now I make over $100,000 a year working anywhere between 2 to 4 hours a day, 3 to 4 days a week. Not only that, but my man fucking loves to provide for us. He pays majority of our bills. He pays our rent. And I used to feel so much guilt for this in my past relationship, but this is something that like his healthy masculine loves to do. And my healthy feminine loves to receive.
And my work is like deeply ingrained in my life. Like my work doesn't feel like it's separate from my life. It feels like it's a part of my life. Like if you watch my stories, you see that oftentimes I'm like working in the bathtub. I'm like responding to voice notes. I'm on really fun calls with my clients. I'm traveling and creating offers that feel really fun. I'm sending voice notes in the middle of my day. Like my work is my life and my life is my work. And I think that's the conversation that more of us need to have, is around actually having something that is sustainable and supports you. And it's not just something that like you do to get by in life. It's not something that you do just to pay your bills. It's something that you fucking love to do. And you also get paid for it. More women need to step into that. Like, I truly believe that. And I believe that, you know, part of being an entrepreneur is having a limitless possibility for impact and income. And there's so many people that talk about this, right? There's so many people that talk about money, and there's so many people that talk about making money. And I'm here to tell you that you, wherever you are right now, like wherever you are right now, you are not far from where they are. And if you really, really, really listen to and embody and integrate the principles of what they're teaching you, you can absolutely have the results too. So we were doing a call in magnetism today, and one of my friends facilitated it. And she's a financial professional, so she's like all around money. And one of the important pieces that we get to talk about is, you know, why, first of all, why we have the results that we do is simply a reflection of our programming and who we see ourselves as in the world. So one of the quotes that she shared was, "You cannot out-earn your self-identity." And I've talked about this before in my classes, my work, my programs, but your self-concept and your self-identity, like who you see yourself as, sets the standard for everything in your life. And this is why I say your relationship with men is the same as your relationship with money, because you have a standard for what you are and are not available for. And that standard is how you show up in those interactions, like what you accept, what you say no to, what you are available for, what you are not available for. And if you are saying yes to everything and settling for less than what you desire, or, you know, you set this standard, but then you fall back on it, of course, it's going to create like a lack of trust and congruency with yourself, because you're not actually honoring and standing in your standards. You're stepping below them. So this could be something like, you know, I want to be in a relationship with a man who's honest with me, but then he lies and I'm just like, oh, whatever, it's fine. You know, it's fine. And I kind of ignore it and it just keeps spiraling and snowballing. I'm going to feel like I don't trust myself in those kind of situations. However, if you find yourself in that kind of situation again, and instead of just letting it go and like letting it pass, you actually say something about it and you do something about it and you show up in your standards for yourself and you show yourself how you are willing to treat yourself and how you are not willing to treat yourself. So when it comes to your conversations around money, you know, how many times have you went for the thing and done the thing just because it was going to make you money, right? Because you were in a lack energy or lack mentality. An example of this could be something like, you know, instead of asking for the raise, you don't even go for it because there's a part of you that doesn't believe you're worthy or deserving of it. Or when it comes to raising your prices, you're scared that if you do it, all of your clients are going to leave and then you're going to have no money. So instead of taking the risk, you end up just not going forward at all and staying where you are because it's comfortable and predictable, even if you're miserable. Another example of that is staying at a job that you hate just to pay your bills, even though you hate it. So you're spending your life, you're spending your time, you're spending your energy making money, but not actually living your life. It's like we hold on to the known and the comfortable, even if it's not actually what you desire. So you're lowering your standards, you're settling for less than what you desire, usually because there's a part of you that believes you can't have more, because you don't believe that you're worthy of more, because you don't believe you can have more. You don't believe you're good enough. You don't believe you've earned it. So this is a conversation about the self, right? This is a conversation about who you see yourself as in relationship to these things. And these are the belief systems that you have and that you hold, right? The beliefs that you have about yourself are going to impact the way that you show up to every single thing. You know, I was having a conversation with one of my students the other day because she's like, I feel so called to like raise my prices. And like, I see myself doing this, but I'm so fucking scared that if I raise them, then all of my current clients are going to leave. And this is the same thing that shows up in relationships. Like, I'm scared to speak my truth or ask for what I need just in case this person leaves me. So I'd rather stay in a situation that I'm miserable in than not have anything at all. How often have you done that, right? Staying in what's secure and certain rather than stepping into what's possible. So when I started doing this work, you know, one of the first ever money books that I read was You Are a Badass at Making Money by Jen Sincero. I highly recommend it still. It's a really, really good one for just like digging into some of like the surface level stuff and seeing things differently. And it was so wild because at that time, you know, I had just started my business. And when it came to like asking people for money or anything like that, it always felt like it was just like a miracle. It would just like happen out of nowhere. So I never felt like it was in my control. And I remember like at my job, like I started my job making, I think it was like $9 an hour originally. So little. Oh my God, so crazy to think about. I made that much money. I like worked my fucking ass off to make $9 an hour. And however, I just kept showing up with passion and excitement and really bringing value to the company. And via me bringing value, they wanted to pay me more, right? They wanted to offer me more hours. They gave me raises. They gave me promotions. I ended up getting promoted to being the assistant manager and working full time and making, I think by the end, I was making around 25 bucks an hour. And every year they'd usually give me $1,000 raise, or not raise, bonus. And so I was bringing value to the company. And this is the thing that most people have mixed up about money, is that they think that money comes from time, right? They think that the more time that I put in, the more money that I'll make, when this is actually so false. Why is it that someone makes $10 an hour, but then another person can make $50 an hour? And someone can make $25 an hour, but then there's another person that makes $2,500 an hour. Why is that? It's not about the time. It's about the value. So the value of that hour is what creates the financial abundance. It's not about how much time. It's about the value. We're actually paying for value. Why is it that I could go buy, say, like, I could go to Winners right now and get a purse, like a purse, a little black regular purse that's like over my shoulder. I could buy it for like 25, 50 bucks. But then I go somewhere to like Louis Vuitton or Prada and they have a purse that's like $2,500. I don't even know how much they would be. I've never shopped there, but you get what I'm saying. It's the value. It's the value. You are the value. And the only one who can determine your value is you. It's not someone else determining your value. And that's where the standards come in, right? Someone could offer me a job right now for 25 bucks an hour and I would say, no, thank you. It's not worth it to me. I know my time is worth so much more than that. I've created the value in myself via investing in myself through becoming valuable. That's why you are your best investment. the knowledge, the skills, the tools that you bring to someone, they are paying for the value of that. They're not paying for how much time it takes to do something. You know, there's this quote that says, poor people spend time to save money, and rich people spend money to save time. Because the thing is that time is actually your most valuable asset. It's not about how much money you have in the bank account if you don't have any time for your life. However, if you have time is the most valuable thing, right? We all want to be able to relax on the beach without having to be somewhere. We want to be able to spend time with our family and not have to ask permission to someone to take time for vacation. We all want to be able to wake up when our body wants to rather than to this alarm and then rushing to our jobs. We all want to become timeless. It's 222 as they say that. We all want to be timeless and have freedom. Like freedom. Freedom is not, oh, I have all this money in my bank account. It's, I have the freedom to do what I want to when I want to. And one of the things that we chatted about on this call as well was about how, you know, you can have all the money in the world and still feel trapped and still feel miserable. And this actually happened to me a few years ago. So this was at the beginning of 2021, I think, whenever COVID like really started to happen. I had $20,000 like sitting in my bank account. I was making $10,000 a month in my business, and I was barely working. Like I had leveraged my skill and time to really like work for me. And I remember being at the gym this one day and being so bored with my life. I'm like, I have all this money, but I'm so bored and I'm not actually happy. Even though I have this money in my bank account, and I thought at one point I would be really happy if I had this money in my bank account. I would feel really free if I had this money in my bank account. I would feel really abundant if I had this money in my bank account. But I didn't actually feel anything different because I wasn't doing anything different. So I was at the gym, and this had been after like a few months of just like waking up every day, going to the gym, going home, working on my computer for like 8 hours a day. I didn't need to. I just still had this program that like I had to work a lot in order to make a lot of money. So I was spending unnecessary time working on things that I didn't actually need to. And this happens with entrepreneurs, is like you keep your time busy with busy work rather than doing the deep work that actually moves the needle forward. It's like all like meticulous little tasks that aren't actually worth your time, but you do them because you feel, like you need to. And so that's where I was, and that's what I was doing. So I remember going to the gym this one day, and I was chatting with my friend, and I was saying like, I'm so bored with my life. Like I have all this like freedom to be able to do whatever, but I'm not doing anything. And she's like, well, why don't you come visit me in California? And I was like, wow, I totally could. So I booked a flight right then and there. And that was the moment that I realized like, oh my God, here's what I value with money. Freedom. Freedom. Freedom means being able to do whatever I want to, whenever I want to. That's what I personally value when it comes to money. Being able to book a one-way flight to a different country while I'm at the gym, like, fuck yes, that's freedom to me. Not having to like choose between this or that, like that's what I'm going for. And all of this came as a result of me really healing and reclaiming my relationship with money. And this is a continuous evolution. You might be listening to this and you're like, Taylor, I've already done so much money work. I'm like, yes, me too. And I'm still fucking doing it. It's not something that you do once and you're like, I'm healed and I'm fixed and I don't have any more limiting beliefs. Like you, that is not how it works. And one of the common traps that I see so many people getting stuck in is they've like done a lot of the money work and they have the awareness of like, oh yeah, well, you know, because my dad was an overspender and my mom was very frugal and my parents would always say that money doesn't grow on trees and I can't afford that and this and that and whatsoever. And they can like name out all of their beliefs and their fears and like, I'm afraid that if I spend the money, then it won't come back. And I feel like as I spend money, you know, things just happen and I never make enough. And like all of those are beliefs and all of those are stories. the problem with awareness, and this is where you might be getting stuck, is if you're not taking action in opposition of the awareness of your limiting beliefs. What I mean by that is, let's just say you have a belief that you need to work really hard in order to make money. Well, you're going to act from that belief. I need to work really hard. I need to work really hard. I need to work really hard. I need to grind and do all the hard things. But the belief that you want to be true is like, money's easy. Like, it's easy for me to make money. It's easy for me to make money. Well, what would that belief have you do? Working really hard would have it be really fucking hard. Having it be easy, you'd actually allow it to be easy. You wouldn't be acting from the old belief. You'd be acting from the new belief. You know, one of the things that I've noticed with people is like, I'm scared that if I invest in myself, I won't be able to make the money back. You know, I'm scared if I spend this money, it won't come back. Well, then what happens? You keep acting from that story because you're not investing into yourself. You're not making different decisions. You're not doing different things. So you just keep yourself stuck in the cycle of repeating the same patterns and doing the same things. So it doesn't matter how self-aware you are if you're not willing to take different actions. Actions create results. Awareness doesn't. You need to take action, new aligned action from your awareness. And this means that you're not telling the story of what has been and justifying your actions through your awareness. That's like somebody saying, well, you know, the reason I'm really crappy in relationships is because I have an anxious attachment style because my dad left. Well, you're just excusing your behavior at that point. You're just giving a reason, an excuse why you're not willing to grow. And I imagine that's a call out. And if it is, you're welcome. I love you. I love you so much that I'm unwilling to let you stay stuck in your suffering and your pain. And sometimes the truth hurts. But I heard this quote the other day that said, to the extent that somebody is willing to accept the truth is to the extent that they're going to be able to grow. So if you're unwilling to accept the truth, you're not going to grow. If you're unwilling to see yourself and choose differently, you're not going to grow. And we're wired for growth. We all want growth. As much as we want comfort, we actually want growth more. We crave growth more than we crave comfort. Comfort is what our ego wants. Our souls want evolution. Our souls want expansion. Our souls want to feel fucking free. And so part of that is, yes, becoming aware of the stories and the limiting beliefs and the things that you're telling yourself and the reasons why you are the way that you are. And then not acting as that version of you anymore, but acting as the version of you that you aspire to become. You know, one of my favorite questions to ask myself is, if I knew that this result was inevitable, what would I choose to do? What would I choose to do? Because you always do have a choice, even if sometimes you feel choiceless, even if sometimes you feel scared, even if sometimes you feel like there is a limiting part of you that's getting in the way, you still get to choose. You know, one of the things that I know is so challenging is like, you know, for myself, like every time it comes to growth and doing uncomfortable things, like guarantee every time fear comes up, the fear does not go away. The fear doesn't stop the fear. You just get better at handling the fear. So when the fear and the self-doubt and the limiting beliefs and the story slip in, what I ask myself is, what am I actually committed to living? Am I committed to these stories or am I committed to my vision? And if I chose to be certain in my vision, what would I do? What choice would you make that supports your vision? And that is the choice of faith. Faith in yourself, faith in your vision, faith in where you're going. And that choice is uncomfortable and it is stretchy and it will create resistance and it will bring things up for you. You're fucking welcome. That's what you're here for. How to know if you're growing, you feel uncomfortable. How to know if you're going towards your vision, you feel uncomfortable. There's resistance. That's how you know you're growing. That's how you know you're getting closer to where you desire to go. If you feel comfortable, clear indication that you are not growing. And we all know the difference between like discomfort because we are avoiding pain versus discomfort because we're stepping into pain, right? Like we've all been there. I know I've been there where I'm uncomfortable because I'm hiding from myself. I'm uncomfortable because I'm unwilling to do the hard things and I feel like crap because of it. Or I'm uncomfortable because I'm growing and that is so much more rewarding. So much more rewarding. So I hope this podcast was helpful for you. I hope it was activating for you. I hope it was a clear, beautiful reminder for you that you are your best investment. You are your most valuable asset. As you become more valuable, you bring more value to the world, right? The reason why it costs what it does to work with me is because of all of the value that I've committed to creating in myself. I know that for the right person listening to this podcast, it could change their life. I know that when someone comes to work with me, it could change their life if they're willing to be open and receptive to it. If you're willing to drop the stories, become unattached to your fears and your old self-identity, and really choose to step into the version of you that you aspire to be. Oh my God, so many incredible things can happen for you. You know, every single fucking time I've invested into working in my, and I've invested into myself, it is scary. You know, with my most recent mentor, I knew I wanted to work with her. I just didn't know when it was going to be. And I set the intention for like my next coach. And when I felt like when I saw she put up her application, I was like, I'm just going to apply, you know? And then when she messaged me back and was like, you're my soulmate client, I'm like, oh my God, now I get to decide, right? I get to decide, is this a yes for me? And am I going to choose growth? Or am I going to say like, oh no, I'm too scared. I don't want to do it and hide from myself. And so what I did is I said, yes, send me all the details. And she sent me the details. She sent me the price. And I'm like, cool, this is the package that I want. And she's like, amazing, here's the payment link. And I made the payment. That's it. I didn't overcomplicate it. Yes, I had stories. Yes, I had fears. Yes, I had doubts. Yes, I had all of those things. But I chose to ask myself that question. Am I committed to those stories and staying stuck and staying small? Or am I committed to change and growth and evolution and my vision? Every moment you have a choice. Just because you're aware of the stories does not mean that you're doing anything to change them. But when you do the things to change them, that's when life changes. I love you. I hope you have an amazing fucking day. And P.S. If you are listening to this episode and you're like, I'm feeling triggered but turned on about making these changes in my life and I'm ready to reclaim my relationship with money and my creator ability and my relationship with myself and my self-belief and my self-worth and with men and the relationships that I create and the clients that I call in and, you know, what I am available for. I want to invite you to apply to work with me one-on-one. This is a really deep, beautiful, transformational container where we not only go into your relationship with money and your business and your purpose and what you're creating, but also your relationship with everybody in your life, with the man that you're dating or the man that you want to call in, and all as a reflection of your relationship with yourself. So if you're feeling called to that space, you can shoot me a DM on Instagram saying devotion, and I will send you a link to the application and you can fill out all of the details and feel into what comes up for you and in that space. And I want to remind you that you are so fucking powerful. You can feel the fear and find your power through the fear. And if you know that, you know, you're not ready for a one-on-one mentor, but you're still wanting to do this work and you're wanting to be around women who are having these empowering conversations about money and reclaiming their relationship with it and really stepping into their power, you can join Magnetism. It's my monthly membership for only $88 a month. You get daily trainings, voice notes, transmissions from me that help you shift the way that you're thinking, being, and believing in your life. And every month you also get access to a live embodiment experience to
reprogram the way that your body is experiencing these things, triggers, emotions, thoughts, and help release and process some of the compounded trauma that's creating dysregulation and fear in your nervous system and really rewiring your relationship with them. And you also get monthly masterclasses where I give you new practical tools and teachings and things that you can implement into your daily life around your relationship with yourself, your body, with men, and with money. You can join via the link in the show notes below or the link in my bio. So I fucking love you, and I hope you have an incredible, incredible rest of your day.